Thank you so much, everyone, for coming here to listen to the talk, especially at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I welcome you all. So today I'm going to present my study, the impact of silicon fertilizer on the yield of spring wheat under drought conditions. So I'm a master's student at South Dakota State University in the Department of Plant Science. And before I get started, I would like to acknowledge and thank my co-authors for this presentation, Dr. Mustafa Ibrahim, Dr. Sandeep Kumar, and Dr. Sunish Sehgal for helping me out in this study. And this study is actually a preliminary study to see the impact of a silicate fertilizer on the yield of spring wheat. And we started a field experiment later on after we find some after we found some interesting results. So, but unfortunately, I was not able to get those results from the field. So in this talk, I'll be only presenting the results from our greenhouse gas study. So before I get started, I would like to give the outline for my presentation. So I will start with the introduction, like why silicon fertilizer is important and what's the role of silicon in the plants. Then I will discuss the objectives of the study, and we'll go through the materials and methods, and then I will discuss the results and conclude my results. So why applying silicon fertilizer? Why there is a need to apply silicon fertilizer to increase the yield of wheat crop? Because wheat is a major crop not only for the US but for the world as well, and it is the third largest US field crop, and South Dakota was ranked fourth state of wheat production in 2014, and especially wheat crop is grown in the central and west part of the South Dakota, and where there is not enough rainfall. And applying silicon fertilizer may be beneficial to increase the wheat yield. Why? Because it is helpful to mitigate the biotic and abiotic stresses to plants. And studies have found that it can increase the wheat yield by 14 to 25% under drought stress conditions. So what are the functions of silicon that may be helpful to increase the yield of the crop? So it has direct role in the plant health. And silicon is a component of the cell wall. And while applying silicon fertilizer, the silicon will add sodic silica in the cell wall, and that will give strength to the cell wall. And plants can maintain its rigidity under the severe condition, under drought conditions and other abiotic stresses. So it contributes directly to the mechanical strength of the plants. So it is helpful to increase the yield of the plants. And what are the factors that affect the silicon availability in the soil? Because although silicon is a part of the soil, but it is usually present in the soil as silicon dioxide. So it is mineral bound and not easily available to the plants. So wherever there is a high percentage of sand, we will see the silicon deficiency. And moreover, soil has good drainage. So whenever there is a rainfall occur or something, if there is a silicon present, it may drain down into the soil. And also the soils with the high organic matter, we may see the silicon deficiency because there is no silicon component in the organic matter, although there are some other nutrients present in the organic matter like nitrogen, phosphorus, and other micronutrients. But there is no silicon in the organic matter. So soils with the high organic matter, like histosols, or the soils where people apply more organic matter in the soil, we may see the silicon deficiency. And moreover, in the greenhouse gas production for vegetables and growing horticulture crops, so researchers are using soilless mixture, and also it is becoming a good occupation for the farmers as well. So they do not apply silicon, and there may be a deficiency of silicon in the soil, and applying silicon fertilizer may be helpful for the plants. So drought has a major impact on the crop production, and it is a major limitation, because whenever there is a drought, it affects the nutrient availability in the soil, and also photosynthetic rate will get affected. So ultimately the plant growth and yield will reduce. So especially in semi-arid and arid regions, so in South Dakota, in central and western South Dakota, there is not enough rainfall and there is a problem of drought. So if we can adjust this problem, we may be able to achieve the higher yield goals in the wheat crop. And moreover, climate change is taking a toll on the severe and frequent droughts all over the world. So this study might be helpful to adjust those reasons. So previous studies, researchers have found that silicon can improve the water status of the wheat plants during drought conditions. So they hypothesize like it affects the transpiration losses of the water, it reduces the transpiration losses. So ultimately it improves the water status of the plant. And silicon may enhance the root water uptake also by accumulating some soluble sugars and amino acids. So objectives of our study was to assess the impact of silicate fertilizer on the wheat tolerant to drought, and also to see its impact on the wheat grain and biomass yield. So study site was located in the greenhouse located at South Dakota State University, and we used two different wheat cultivars. First one was Kukri, that is susceptible to drought, and another cultivar that we used was C306, that is tolerant to drought. So we want to see how different varieties respond to the drought and silicon fertilizer application. So we used three levels of water, 100% where there is no stress, 50% where there is partially stress, and 0% with severe stress to the plants. And we created drought conditions for 12 days after the anthesis stage of the wheat crop, and we used four different rates of silicon fertilizer. We used 0 ppm, 350, 700 and 1050 ppm silicon fertilizer. And the silicon fertilizer we used in this study was potassium silicate. We applied this fertilizer through foliar application to the plants, and as I said, we created drought conditions for 12 days after the anthesis stage. And fertilizer was applied 4.5 ml per plant in three sprays. And then we analyzed biomass and grain yield of the wheat crop in this greenhouse study. The field experiment that we initiated, we just harvested the crop a few days ago, but I was not able to include the data in this presentation. So there we are analyzing biomass yield, wheat grain yield, and also the various nutrients in the plant, so that we can better understand the silicon fertilizer impact on the nutrient uptake of other nutrients as well. So talking about the results, so in the tolerant cultivar that we used, we saw like water supply has a significant impact on the biomass yield. So biomass yield was lower with the 0% water supply in the severe drought conditions, and it was higher with the 100% water supply wherever there is no stress to the plants. And also the 350 ppm fertilizer rate significantly increased the biomass yield because it may provide the rigidity and strength to the plants, so plants can withstand better in the drought conditions. And for the susceptible cultivar, the interesting thing we found here, the biomass yield was equal with 100% and 50% water. Or even the 50% water supply, the yield was higher. So we have to understand why the increase in yield under 50% water instead of 100% water. But there was no impact of silicon fertilizer on the biomass yield for susceptible cultivar. And for the grain yield, we saw similar kind of trend, but here also we found like grain yield was higher with 50% water content, and it was less with the 0% water for susceptible variety. So the field study we initiated, so after analyzing the results, so we may better understand why there is a increase in the yield under 50% water and why there is a increase in the yield for 350 ppm silicon fertilizer in the field conditions. So in the conclusions, so water supply significantly affect the biomass and grain yield for both varieties. So as we saw, for susceptible also and for tolerant also. So under drought conditions, wheat yield was decreased. But the 350 ppm silicon fertilizer, it increased the biomass yield for tolerant variety under drought conditions. But we didn't see any impact of silicon fertilizer on grain yield for both of the varieties under drought conditions. And more field studies required to better understand how silicon fertilizer affects the wheat yield, so and how we can enhance the wheat yield under drought condition using silicon fertilizer. And I would like to thank SDSU Ag Experiment Station for providing the funds and resources for this study, and Steve and Gibril for helping me out in this study. Thank you so much. And any question, please? Yeah, it was based on the field capacity. So first we analyzed the field capacity in the pots, and for until enthesis stage we were maintaining the field capacity, and we analyzed how much water we are using to maintain the field capacity. And after the enthesis stage, according to the treatments, so for 100% we use the same water content for the field capacity. And for the 50% we reduced half, and for zero we didn't use any water.
How long was the experiment?
It was for 3 months, I think, four.
And did you take the moisture level of each treatment?
So we were applying water, initially we were applying water each day, and then when we increased the temperature, because wheat crop, so when it's near the harvesting, the temperature will increase. So then we increase the water also, because when the plant is bigger, it requires more water. So we used a soil probe to analyze the field capacity. So we were maintaining the water content.
Got time for one more quick question? Okay, let's give Saroop a round of applause.
Thank you so much.